movies, TVs, comic books, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble.
Comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United Live on a Saturday night, 9 o'clock Central. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, and we're just honored with two introductions this week, Mike. Tell us a little bit of the story about that very special one we had.
I was going to say, and also brought to you by my niece Hayden, who apparently knows, was probably the only person that knows the Nerds United theme song, along with the music.
There's us, there's Hayden, there is Rob Kugler, who voiced it, and that's probably about it.
I think Rob probably has forgotten it by now.
Let's see, it's been 11 years, it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, how have you been?
Oh, man, I've been all right. I'm tired right now. I'm saying I'm tired right now. I went swimming earlier in the day at my mom's. And, yeah, swimming can wear you out. I don't know if you know that or not.
I know it's a good full body workout, which is, you know, good on the joints. It takes it easy, more so than running or biking. It's what I would like to do for exercise if I had another 3 hours in the day.
Yes, fair enough.
Because I don't have a pool.
Yeah.
So, 2 hours. Because I'd have to get up to the nearest pool, which is up at the Y downtown.
Yeah.
You know, do my laps or whatever, and then, you know, get cleaned up and go wherever I need to go. Most of it's probably just back here to, you know, get the day started. But
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of time, Mike.
No,
not if I want to get my robust 4.5 hours of sleep.
Right. Also, I just noticed that I guess it's already time for people to start fireworks.
Yeah. So, best friend of the show, Josh, I'll say, he missed a lot of the 5 Hour podcast a couple nights ago. I said 5 Hour podcast was like a half hour away. He says, I'm going to be late because it's fireworks season. I said, sir, it's still June.
Yeah.
And he says something about, like, I like to celebrate my freedom from the summer solstice to the 5th of July or something. you know what's really great about being here with you, Mike, is aside from just the two of us, we're not alone. We know we have at least two viewers on YouTube, one of them being Fred Sacco. Said this a couple hours ago, first, suck it, Justin, even though you don't even go here. They always have a competition on the 5 Heart podcast and says, Wario Lopez and Greg Finger sounds like the next Disney Plus remake. we did not do a show last week because schedule just didn't work out. And largely, not, this is no fault, I encouraged you went to the fabulous Fox Theater in St. Louis and saw a really great comedian.
Yes. My sister and I went and saw Nate Bargatze. I was supposed to go back in October. So I'd bought tickets before that. It might have been a year ago, honestly, that I bought tickets. I can't remember. But in October, he ended up not being able to do it because he did SNL instead. So they didn't refund the tickets. They just transferred everything to a new date, which was like Friday, Saturday, whatever it was. Really good. So I texted one of my friends because I wasn't sure, like, okay, like I had garage pass, so I knew where I could park, and I had obviously had tickets already. But I'm like, okay, the show starts at 7. Like, what do I get there at, like 6:45, 6:30, you know? I texted him, how early do I need to get there? I said, because so me, him, and another person went and saw Tom Segura a while back, like a year ago.
I remember that's been a little bit.
Yeah. And he said, what time did we get there? Or how early did we get there? He said 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, that seems a little early. So I was like, we'll do a tour. Like, I get there at like 6:30. So it starts at 7. Well, so we leave Trenton at 5:15, I think. which would have getting us there. It would have gotten there at 6:30. However, traffic was completely stopped on 64 because there was a car on fire.
Oh,
like, fully engulfed in flames, on fire.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I saw it. Didn't see anything on the news. Well, I was trying to look it up, see what happened. Couldn't find anything. I googled, like, you know, car on fire 64, and it would give me articles that were like 6 years old.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, nope, that can't be it.
I guess that's probably a good sign, because you would feel like if there were any fatalities, that would have been on the news.
You would think, yeah, unless it just happens all the time. Fatalities
is what we used to say.
Yeah. But anyway, so we got there right around like 6:55, like able to park and stuff. Here's the thing, though. Show was supposed to start at 7, ended up not really starting until about 7:30, just because, like, there was a bunch of people coming in.
Right. Opening act, too.
Yeah. So anyway, we really enjoyed it. Really funny. Loved his OP. Had three or four openers, I think, but they kind of did shorter sets. One of the people I know was on his podcast before. I was kind of like a regular on his podcast, like maybe one of the co-hosts or something. Great set. And then we were out of there at like a little after nine, I think. I should have brought it over. Got a Nate Bargatze t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and which at a surprisingly cheap cost for a venue, because I was assuming it was going to be $50 and it was $20. I'm like,
that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. You know, so yeah, it was a lot of fun. I would definitely do it again. I mean, obviously, I love Nate Bargatze, so
right.
You know, I can't wait till this special comes out, which I don't know when it's going to come out, but it probably soon, I'm guessing.
Does it? Do you remember any of the other comedians he had with him?
Aaron Weber is the only. Well, I think it's Aaron. Yeah, Aaron Weber. I think was the only one that I saw or remember.
So I can't really say I have a buddy of mine, but a guy I know, a guy that I have seen in, you know, do shows live and gosh, years ago, 2010 or 11, something like that. I brought him down to Mount Vernon for a comedy show. A guy by the name of Keith Alberstadt. He's from like Nashville, but he does a lot of like comedy up in New York. I've seen where he opened on like a little Northeast tour or something like that. So I just didn't know if I was like, that'd be cool if Keith were there.
I don't think so.
All right. Yeah, all good. Yeah. All good. Let's see. Fred says that the Funny Bone Comedy Club out there, they kind of want you there about 45 minutes before as they try to get people seated and the food and drinks going. And I think, you know, comedy clubs are like that. Fred, sometime when you have time, you've got to just throw in your Google machine, the Fabulous Fox in St. Louis. It is a theater. It's a right proper theater. Now, I've only been there twice. And oddly enough, the show, same act, different variations, but that was for the Blue Man Group. I've seen them there a couple times, but you know, if it's a high production, well, hell, they're going to have like Hamilton there in September, October, you know, something like that. So it's all like the Broadway types go through the Fox when they're going through St. Louis. It's a historic, theater in the Del Mar, Loop area, which is historic by itself. It's like where Chuck Berry, you know, got his start, the Blueberry Hill, things like that. So anytime you're in the area or not that people go to St. Louis, it's not the tourist destination perhaps it used to be, but I always encourage, if you can go to a show at the Fox once every few years, you're doing all right.
Yeah, I was going to say,
looks like our Orpheum on steroids, the Blue Chew Man Group. No, just the Blue Man Group. Let's not cross the streams between the shows here too much. So.
It would have been ideal if I could have gotten there 30 to 45 minutes. Like, right. I would have liked to be able to, like, honestly, it would have been fine. If the traffic was good, it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. Because I would have liked to, like, you know, maybe like get a drink, you know, walk around a bit and stuff, but you know, didn't. That's fine. I'll say leaving, because we were in the parking garage and we were on the fourth story of the parking garage, and we just sat there for probably 15 minutes, 15-20 minutes, like not moving at all. Like turn the car off. We're not going to move.
On the way and in or on the way out?
On the way out. and I had even backed up in the parking spot, which my sister laughed at. I could have gotten it the first time. I had to readjust just for fun, you know, and then didn't get it. So it was going to be easy for me to leave, but cars were not moving. So, but once we got out of there, it was fine.
Well, behave. That's good. I'm glad you had a great time and got to see a really funny show. Oh, so, yeah. Well, let's kind of begin the show the way we usually do, Mike. And that is if you have acquired any new books, read anything that you've had sitting there for a little while. Tell me about your comic book reading, because that's how this show starts, is comic books.
I read Black Hammer, The Event, which is basically the second part of Black Hammer. Enjoyed it so much. I said, hey, got to see what this next part is all about. And so, because this one really ends on a cliffhanger. So I had to go to my local library and get Black Hammer 3, which is really called Black Hammer Age of Doom Part 1, which means I'm going to have to get Part 2, but also at the library. But I'm enjoying that. I am about halfway through it. So I'll maybe finish that this weekend.
That's awesome. I know we talked off air. Black Hammer 1 and 2 came from a certain goateed individual on this side of the computer screen, but it has been so long since I've read them that when you're done with them, I'm going to need to
read them
again. No, that's great. And so I have not read, I mean, I've still picking through a few of like the Immortal Thors and some of the things that I had on hand. But last week, I did make a quick trip to Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, and picked up a couple of items that were in my pull folder, one that was a special order and one off the shelf, because you know me, sometimes something just catches my eye. But the special order, Radiant Black Volume 2.
Oh, nice.
So excited to get in it and read that. It's called Team Up.
Yes.
There it is.
Yep. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And then we have Space Ghost Numero Dos.
Okay. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah. And again, just some fun art on the cover there, you know. Yep. I mean, I was intrigued. I think we talked at the time about that, you know, 6-page preview that they showed, through Variety or IGN or whatever it was a couple months back. And I said, oh, that looks interesting. I remember Space Ghost Coast to Coast. so I enjoy, you know, in the first issue, I think we talked about he meets the Wonder Twins. I don't think they go by that name. But then we have more Immortal Thor.
Okay.
Which, again, the Alex Ross cover. I'm such a sucker for Alex Ross art. And then the random one. So I had already checked out with those books. I had paid, etc. And I'm just sitting there, I'm talking with Tim, and I'm just looking around, and I say, huh, don't know if I've seen that one before. So it's a Marvel book, and it is called The Darkhold.
Oh, okay.
So a little Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Little magic and mysticism, and let's see, collecting the Darkhold Alpha, the Darkhold Blade, the Darkhold Wasp, the Darkhold Iron Man, the Darkhold Black Bolt, the Darkhold Spider-Man, and the Darkhold Omega.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I had a few minutes before I was heading into my next spot, so I sat down and read a few pages of it, kind of caught my interest, and that was 9 days ago, and that's as much as I've read of it. and I think I told you that I started reading the World War Hulk that I acquired a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, how's it going so far with that?
I had a chance to read a little bit of it when I was grilling, and that's about as far as I've gotten.
Okay.
They're just about to introduce Silver Surfer, which is kind of fun because obviously Silver Surfer and Hulk know one another. So how will that dynamic play out on Sakaar? So
yeah.
Let's see. Fred says, I have a 50-pound tote filled with comics from the childhood. Need to get them out. Early 1980s, Spidey, Cap, Batman, Green Lantern, Transformers, and G.I. Joe. you do need to get them out, Fred, and you know, get some, you know, collections together, take some pictures and send them to me, and we'll put them on the show. Be like, this is Fred's, and he wants to know what they're worth and or what someone's willing to give them for. Just kidding. So that's what I've read. We have been, gosh, I feel like it's we are content rich nowadays, Mike, because we have the Acolyte, we have the Boys, and as of yesterday, we have every episode of The Bear plus Shoresy season 3 is out. And I know that's not a huge one for you, but I don't know if you've watched Shoresy 1 and 2. Have not. We talked about this before because you were not a huge fan of Letterkenny, but I said you should give Shoresy a look because it's, you know, not it similar vibe, but very different form of storytelling. I still stand by that. I think if you watch Shoresy, I think you'll enjoy it more.
Yeah,
definitely more so than Letterkenny. So
I've seen part of season 1, I enjoyed it more than Letterkenny, which for me doesn't take much. But I will say it was good. I never finished it up. And there was something else you mentioned. Oh, Acolyte. I haven't gone any further with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm up to date on Acolyte.
Okay.
But I did not get a chance to watch The Boys. So speaking of The Boys, from Tuesday to tonight, I was home alone with my boys. My wife was out of town, which meant that I was pretty well exhausted. And I think I owe my wife an apology, some flowers, and a ton more credit than I've been giving her. So last night, the movie, I think we talked about the movie If, which is Imaginary Friends, Krasinski, Ryan Reynolds, Steve Carell, etc. And we were going to do like boys movie night last night, but the baths weren't going quick enough. You know, like I said, the twins are 3, so I had to give them their bath, which, by the way, very difficult to give a bath when you can't get this.
I was wondering what happened. I was going
to
ask
to this.
Yeah.
Oh, so last Saturday, I was helping out at the Shrine, which, you know, makes sense to you. It doesn't make sense to the Five Heart crew. Getting ready, some clearing branches and things like that. And a big branch and another older gentleman was cutting the branch. And I went, and it finally cut through. I went to get the branch away from him. The pole saw that he was using was still in there. So imagine, obviously, on the good finger here, knuckle to knuckle slice that went right through the skin. Blessed that. You know, grateful that it like wasn't worse. It's just 4 or 5 stitches.
Okay.
It hurt like it bled quite a bit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And obviously I'm not going to put pictures on the show or anything like that, but if you want to see pictures later, Mike, just let me know. none of us right there at the work site had a first aid kit. So we wrapped it with a rag and went to the visitor center. Luckily the volunteer was an RN, and she's getting out the kit, you know, the first aid kit, and gloving up, and it's bleeding kind of a lot. And she did something where she, with the glove, you know, gloved hand, she kind of like pulled the skin back a little bit.
Okay.
And I'd made the mistake of looking at that time. I was like, ah. And she's like, sir, you might want to sit down. I said, I'm fine with the sight of my own blood. I'm just not used to seeing the inside parts of me, because that's why I have the skin there. She's like, sir, you need to go sit down. All right, fine. That was, when it's all said and done, I spent 3 hours in urgent care from checking into walking out. That was a day after I spent 2 hours at the DMV. So I spent a lot of time just sitting on my ass last week. So stitches should be able to come out in the middle of this week, thankfully. I mean, Ashley's a nurse practitioner and can do those herself, save a trip back to the urgent care and the wait. The thing is, I've been, you know, they give you antibiotics. So, like, anything in the hands or fingers because of that area, they will give antibiotics, and it's supposed to be 3 times a day with food. The problem is I don't always have time to eat 3 times a day, or even when I do, sometimes I forget the medicine at home. So I was given like 30 capsule antibiotic capsules, and that was a week ago, and maybe I've taken half. So I did take it tonight. It's okay.
All right, hey, it's your body. I don't care.
So Fred says, what happened to my finger is I told Evan Seward to go fuck himself. I didn't want the lantern, and Evan Seward shot my finger with a green pole saw. So
yeah, that makes sense.
We're going to talk about lanterns here eventually. Okay. Oh, yes. So, yeah.
I said yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, yes. So I, I'm caught up on Acolyte because as average or so as the season has been, I still don't want moments of it spoiled.
Yeah, fair.
And when it dropped on Tuesday, I think, maybe I didn't watch it till Wednesday, but, you know, I was like, you're not going to believe this shocking spoiler death.
Yeah.
But also we found out who the, they're calling him online. They're calling him Darth Teeth, because the mask of the villain, it looks like, it looks like something of like a firework. Maybe, from a metal band from like 15 years ago.
Okay. Sweet.
Something like that. And so, you know, I've caught up on that. I don't know if you've watched the newest episode of The Boys, if you're up to.
I'm caught up on The Boys.
I'm not. And have you watched any of The Bear season 3?
So I watched before I was cleaning and stuff like that. I watched the first 10 minutes of The Bear, and I kind of wish it was just kind of get going. It was the slowest. It's not. Here's the thing. It hasn't even started yet. It's just anxiety music and small clips.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Because of the situation, you know, like I said, we watched, last night, after we put the twins to bed, like I could have watched it in a theater a week ago. I'll tell you what I did watch in theater, but momentarily. But I paid the, you know, it's like $19.99 to rent it through Fandango, Vudu, whatever, or $24.99 to buy it. I was like, I'll just buy it.
Yeah.
Garrett watched it. We turned it on last night.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never believe what I did.
I fell asleep. Yeah, that's
probably not within. Probably before the 25th minute. it was over credits, and I woke up and I'm like, it's 10 something. It's like, buddy, we better go to bed. Get him up to bed. I slept so poorly last night. Like, I went to bed. I was sending Josh, because Josh just sent me like a GIF or reel or something like that. And I watched him like, I'm beat. Like, I just woke up. I'm going back to bed. And that was 10 whatever. And I woke up at 12:47 from a nightmare that you're going to think like, Greg, you're a moron. But hear me out, and let me tell you exactly why you're right.
Okay.
So in my dream, which I know people are like, can you remember dreams? Well, you can when you wake up and you text your wife who's out of town.
Yeah. I remember some dreams.
Yeah. So in this dream, I'm walking the dog. We're kind of just going around the neighborhood and going into the back door of a house, which is, you know, in the dream is my house, but it's not my actual house.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. Yeah.
And there's like an owl in the middle of the day looking at me. I don't know, like I've got like a paint can or a bucket or something. And the owl starts like flying towards me. And I'm just like nonchalant, like swinging the bucket around. And I knock the owl with the bucket. And like it emits some type of spray or something that stinks. And then it gets pissed off. And like, I'm like, dog, look at the fuck in the house. And so we're in the house. And don't ask me how or why. But we have like a bathtub in the middle of the floor, middle of the room. Yeah. And I'm just like, I got to wash this stink off me. Mm-hmm. So I'm bathing in the middle of the room, you know, like they would do in the olden days, right? In medieval times. And then I see people that I know like walking out, you know, after like talking to my wife, and they were selling her life insurance.
Okay. Okay.
And I remember because I texted her at 12:47 and I said, I just had a dream that you took out life insurance with another company. Please don't do that. I have to try to go back to sleep now. I love you. And we like talked FaceTime at like 7 o'clock or whatever this morning. I was like, I sent you that text. That's a real thing that happened. I'm sorry. She's like, I was very confused when I woke up this morning. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, life insurance is my industry. It's what I do for a day, for the day job. It's what pays the bills. Podcasting doesn't pay the bills. Doesn't pay at all. It's just fun. It's for fun. But speaking of my beautiful wife, with you, I think you were at the comedy show Friday night, right?
Yeah.
And then I told you, I said, hey, you know, a bunch of us are, you know, another of my text group friends from Route in Salem, the plan was for us and our wives, we were supposed to all go out to dinner. And I had talked to Ashley, I'm like, hey, you wanna go some dinner with some like adults and like just visit with other people our age, and like, yeah, as long as we got the sitter. So the sitters come over, but those plans had fallen through. I guess we didn't make the plans, confirmed plans soon enough. So somebody had ended up working, picking up a shift, somebody went out of town with his wife, and I was like, we got a Saturday night with a sitter. Like, we're going to go out.
Yeah.
Which is why we didn't do a show last week. Mm-hmm. So we went to Drake's. If you've ever eaten at Drake's, they're in Shiloh.
Okay.
It's really good because they have like burgers and other things, but they also have sushi and they have a lot of good beers to choose from and things like that. So it's kind of perfect for us because I can get like, you know, a burger or whatever. I think I had some type of chicken meal. My wife got sushi. And then we went to the movie theater and we saw The Fall Guy.
Oh.
Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt.
Yes.
The movie about the stunt man who is in love with the director, and they're out to find the actor, like the lead actor who he is the stunt man for.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Good.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Nice. And I figured that would be good.
And I think like the first time I really heard about it, I don't know, I thought the movie, I don't really know anything about the movie. It just kind of popped up. But it was Ryan Gosling in a like a promo video with all of his stuntmen. And they were like all going to work one day. And you got the driver stuntman who does all the driving stunts. You got the guy who gets hit by the vehicle who takes the shot and rolls over and gets in the back seat, things like that. And so I was like, and like I mentioned before, we could have watched If, you know, in theater. I told Ashley, I said, pick a movie, anything you want. And she's like,
yeah,
nothing really. I said, okay, well, how about this? She said, okay. You know, so it was fun. It was kind of, and had Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nice.
She's in the movie. It had Aaron Taylor Johnson. Had other people, but I think, honest to God, like those are the four faces or names that most people would recognize. Yeah. So, but the director is actually a stunt guy. So it was a little, I think they kind of describe it. There was a little video ahead of it. They said, yeah, I'm a stunt guy by trade. And so it's like a love letter to stuntmen. So
nice.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that one looks pretty good.
Fred says Lee Majors and Heather Thomas. Maybe this is a remake, and I don't even know. Fred's a little bit older than me, so.
Okay.
Go ahead. I cut you off with that comment.
Oh. No, I forgot what I was going to say.
It was just about something about the movie looked good.
Okay, the movie looked good. What kind of place is Drake's? Did you say?
It'd be like an American food, I guess, with sushi, with pretty good sushi. I don't do sushi, but
yeah, same.
According to Ashley, it's like a good sushi menu. I mean, we've taken the kids there, oddly enough, because they have chicken tenders.
Okay.
But, you know, they have burgers. They have sometimes I'll get the like the buffalo chicken wrap.
Okay.
Which is good, massive. They got good fries. So,
yeah. I tried, I went to Zap Thai the other day. Yesterday, was it? I think. Yeah.
Zapata?
Zap Thai. It's Thai food in, I think it's Thai food. That's what I'm assuming it's called Zap Thai. But yeah, no, I got the pad sweet and sour. So it was pretty good.
Is that in O'Fallon?
Edwardsville.
Oh, you went to the one in Edwardsville. Okay, there's one in O'Fallon as well.
So. Yeah, Edwardsville, and they had really, really good crab rangoon too. Like, really good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, I don't think I've ever had Thai specific food.
Mm-hmm.
As white as this is to say, I don't know if, but I mean, I know I've had, you know, some Japanese food. I've had Chinese. I've had Filipino. There used to be a Filipino restaurant in Trenton.
Yeah. Years and years ago.
Well, I mean, just a few years ago.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I was thinking of something about another one.
And they were so well-liked, I suppose, that they were essentially purchased and, like, offered a bigger spot in, like, the St. Louis area.
Oh, okay.
So, nice. Fred says that The Fall Guy was a popular 80s TV show on ABC. No idea. Well,
now we know. Was it about a stuntman who fell in love with his director or whatever Greg said?
Five seasons.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, I don't really want to play the video, though. That's not ideal. Of course. Plot, the adventures of a film stuntman who moonlights as a bounty hunter when movie work is slow. So.
Sounds very 80s.
Right. And that makes sense because at one point, Ryan Gosling's character is called in to find the main actor, the main character. There it is. He was a stuntman who solved crimes like a private eye. There were a lot of those crime-solving individuals. I always go to MacGyver. MacGyver's my go-to 80s problem solver. So, well, Mike, in our way of saying we don't have a lot to talk about, we don't really have a lot to talk about. I mean, sure, there's more that we could talk about, but I didn't keep up on the headlines this week. But the one that I do know. Our guys, the Green Lanterns. It was, you know, let's give a little history. It's been a long and winding road for the Lanterns TV series, which was originally greenlit. Pun intended, from in 2019 by Greg Berlanti, or, you know, wasn't greenlit by, but Berlanti pitch. The Berlantiverse brought us Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl? Was that a Berlanti?
Sure.
Legends of Tomorrow. But anyway, so it's going back 5 years. That one got replaced by an idea that was pitched in October 2022 that was going to have Guy Gardner and Alan Scott. And that was scrapped. And the new version, which you see here in this image that was released by HBO, is going to be Jon Stewart, who you see on the left, and Hal Jordan. And the premise that we're given now is that Lanterns will follow new recruit Jon Stewart and Lantern legend Hal Jordan, two intergalactic cops drawn into a dark Earth-based mystery as they investigate murder in the American heartland.
This is officially part of the James Gunniverse, right?
Yes. Let's see. It was announced back in May by James Gunn that Watchmen's Damon Lindelof, Ozark's, can't remember his first name, Chris Mundy, and Tom King, the comic book writer, would take on the redeveloped series, which originally was going to be on Max, but it got an official series order for HBO. 8-part series, and pretty excited all around.
Isn't HBO and the Max the same?
I think there's like Max exclusives, like would be Doom Patrol and Titans, but then there's HBO, which gets like House of Dragons and
I just want to make sure I'm going to be able to watch it when it comes out finally.
You will. Okay. Let's see. They're the more expensive. This is from Deadline.com, but the more expensive scripted series are moving to the network first. I mean, I think right now you can probably watch House of Dragons on HBO, but if you just have Max, like you just have Max, I think you can watch it about the same time or maybe like hour later, something like that. But they're talking about these big budget series like Harry Potter, the It prequel, Welcome to Derry, and like I mentioned, House of Dragons. So I think the higher budget, then the more likelihood that it's actually going to be on HBO instead of just Max, like HBO and Max instead of just Max.
So it'll probably go to the HBO first, and like you said, an hour later, or maybe the next day, it'll be on Max.
Right.
Which is fine.
Let's see. Fred says, oh, God, not a Berlanti CW show. Those used to be good till they overcompensated due to the it's Greg Berlanti's not involved. Did you ever watch the animated Green Lantern series?
I did not.
I did. It was a good time.
I figured you would like it.
I do like things. And let's see. It's on HBO. If you have Fleckbox or Douchecoin. Oh, I don't understand that one, Fred. I'm sorry. Part of me wishes that I could pick up all your lingo and jargon. Any more that you have interest of the Green Lantern series?
No, I'm excited for it. What is it? Was it 2025, I'm guessing? 2025?
They didn't really provide a timeline, at least that I didn't see a timeline here. But James Gunn and Safran say, we're thrilled to bring the seminal DC title to HBO with Chris, Damon, and Tom at the helm. John Stewart and Hal Jordan are two of DC's most compelling characters, and Lanterns bring them to life in an original detective story that's a foundational part of the unified DCU we're launching next summer with Superman. So,
I was excited 5 years ago when it was supposed to come out. So,
right. Yep, I agree. It's going to be, you know what? I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yes.
Real quick before we get into our 3.14. Okay. Oh, Max, maybe, I don't know. Before we get into our main event of the evening, quick little reminder that if you are joining us on YouTube, make sure that you like and subscribe. And if you haven't already, ring that bell for notifications so you know every time we drop a new video or streaming event. With that, Mike, are you ready to get into this topic we talked about 2 weeks ago and planted the seeds?
Here's the thing. I'm ready to see what you did with the pictures because for everybody, a little backstage stuff, we're doing the 15 topics, the pick five, and it's going to be vacation spots. But the problem is there's some like vacation spots that aren't, for Lee, me at least, wasn't recognizable by a picture, and I was the one looking at them, or I was the one choosing them. So I had to send them to Greg and be like, Greg, you got to figure out what these are, I guess. So I'm curious to see what Greg did.
And that's what I did. I figured them out.
Yes.
With your help. I said, hey, in order that you sent me the pictures, tell me what the places are. Like, I recognize some of them, obviously, and then some of them, I don't know this guy.
But the thing is, I send you the list in the order that it shows up, that the order that I sent them and the order it shows up on my page.
Right.
And apparently that wasn't the order it showed up on your page.
No, it got jumbled a little bit. Yeah. So we made it work. We got all figured out, except the other little tidbit was that you sent me 16 places, but I only received 15 images. So I'm like, I don't know which one. So because we're talking about the ones that you sent first, how about we put those up on there?
Let's do it.
All right. So again, this are vacation destinations. We have to eliminate all but five. And this time, instead of 15, we went with 16. Okay. I didn't know which one. All right. So can you read those?
I'll read these. Yes. All right. So we got Bora Bora, Dead Sea, El Paso, Maui, Niagara Falls, Melbourne, London, Rome, Norway, Perth, San Diego, Glacier National Park, Yellowstone, Sydney, Tahiti, and Yosemite.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
The, I, I'll be honest with you. When I was cultivating this idea, I started with Bora Bora.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nice.
And as you see how I broke it up there, it was lending itself pretty well. All right. So I'm going to go with the ones that I know for sure that I definitely want to visit at some point in my life.
Okay.
And that those are London and Rome.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
You know what? I've been through San Diego.
Okay.
I don't know if it would make my list unless somebody was giving me passes to Comic-Con.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
I'm split between adding Yellowstone or Yosemite, largely because if I wanted to, I could travel to those by boat, or actually by boat, by car. That's the problem. I was, the words are coming out, but I looked at the Niagara Falls when I saw the boat. So,
odd. Still, I mean, they're good destinations.
Mm-hmm. So I've got the only two I think I've locked in so far are London and Rome.
Rome, yep.
I think Norway.
Norway.
Let's throw Norway on there.
Yeah.
By
the way, Norway is actually Nordfjord, Norway, or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And I picked it because apparently it was one of the most relaxing places to visit.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I'm going to any of these, well, I take that back. I think if I went to London or Rome, there probably wouldn't be a lot of relaxing. There'd be a lot of, like, how much of this history can we see?
Yeah.
That being said, let's throw in Yosemite.
Okay.
Again, Yosemite, Yellowstone, 6½ dozen. And that's not to denigrate either. And that just, you know, maybe I have to drive through Yellowstone to get to Yosemite. I don't know. And the last one, oh gosh, dang. Then there's Glacier National Park. And where's Glacier National Park? I didn't even Google it.
Me neither.
Is it in the States?
Probably.
Montana. Okay. Gosh darn. Can I swap out? I want to put Glacier National Park in there instead of Yosemite.
Okay. Yep, we can do that.
And for my final one, and the reason is I saw this movie twice in theaters back in what year was that? Now, this is a very dangerous Google image or Google search because I'm trying to find the year, and so I'm typing in XXX movie. 2002. Luckily I put Vin Diesel on the tag.
It still could have been scary.
That's true. It's a grab bag. But if you recall, when he completes the mission and he's made the deal, he's like, I do this for you, and then I'm walking in, and he with Samuel Jackson's character, Agent Augustus. What's it say? Yeah, it doesn't. Anyway, he's like, where are you gonna go? Like, when you go off the grid, he's like, Bora Bora.
You're going Bora Bora. I like Bora Bora just for the name.
Yeah. I like how Bora Bora and Tahiti are almost interchangeable. Like, Tahiti looks like maybe, at least from the images that are provided here, maybe it has more mountains, but yeah, Bora Bora. Come on.
Yeah.
Give me one of those ocean villas.
Yeah. I should point out that we pronounced one of them wrong. Actually San Diego, which means a whale's vagina.
That's I don't think that's the case at all.
I saw that in a movie once. It was so it's true.
Is that Anchorman?
Yeah. It's a documentary about Ron Burgundy.
So here's the thing. I think of all of Will Ferrell's movies, I put Anchorman, Talladega Nights. How about those down towards the bottom?
No.
Subjective.
Yeah, it is. I forgot the name of the one. Old School, that goes near the bottom.
But he's not even like, he's not the main character.
Yeah.
He's a supporting role.
Yeah.
So, all right. So my five, London and Rome.
Norway.
We have Norway. Glacier National Park and Bora Bora.
Yes, good list. Good places to visit. Say goodbye to the rest of them, but good places to visit.
Right. All right, Mike, are you excited to see the 16 options that I gave you?
Did you do 16 too?
I did. Yeah, I was like, okay. Well, we're gonna keep this fair.
Might as well.
But where I went wrong is that, you know, again, quick reminder of what the grid looked like for yours. Yeah. Just a little chaotic, you know, at times. Mine's like 4 and 4.
Oh, okay.
So let's take a look. Fred's giving me crap for my Will Ferrell. So good, great Odin's Raven, putting those movies to the bottom, you smelly pirate hooker. I've been called worse.
Yeah.
All right. So my picks for you, again, look at this chaotic grid. And there we have.
Okay.
So we have Egypt, Paris, New York City, Cancun, Ireland, Honolulu, the Swiss Alps, Hershey Park, Las Vegas, Rio de Janeiro, Bratislava, Tokyo, the North Pole, Petra, the White Cliffs of Dover, and Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
Part of that might be for some of the crowd that we have who trickle over from another one of my shows.
All right. Fair enough. All right. This is going to be pretty good. All right. I almost put New York City on yours.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I think New York City would be fun. It also just seems like such a headache of getting around, you know.
If I had limitless funds,
yeah,
I would just
and patience.
I'd just be like, here's I don't know what it cost. Here's a certain amount of money. I don't want to see another single person. And my problem is, sorry, that's my metal finger there. My problem is the time I really want to go to New York City is like Christmas time. To see the lights, to see the tree in front of Rockefeller Center, you know.
And that's like the worst time to go.
That's the worst time. So,
like, I've heard of people, like, and I don't know if this is real or not, but I've heard of people wearing diapers because they can't move from, or they want to get there so early and to watch the lights and stuff. And even then, but I don't think it's true. But I think I would say that it would be so crowded that unless you plan on camping out 2 days, you know, you're not even going to get close. But regardless, so New York City, I'm sure it's great. It's not on my list, though. But here's the thing. Las Vegas, I will put on my list, even though that's also going to be busy. But I want to see a UFC fight there.
There you go.
I'm going to put Las Vegas on there. North Pole is way too cold. That's not going on there.
I was trying to be like, all right, let's put a few ridiculous ones in there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think Ireland would be very nice. Honolulu for sure I want to go to. I don't have a Honolulu in Baudi, but I could still have fun there, and it's nice and warm.
Do you think that anybody cares? Like, I kind of look at it this way.
You have to look at me, yes.
I kind of look at it this way, is like, I'm never going to see those people again.
Fair.
I also say this knowing that I'm the guy going on vacation in a couple of weeks, and like we're going to be staying in some hotels. There's going to be pool, and I'm going to be like, you know, maybe I don't want to get into the pool. So
now, speaking of nice places, Cancun also got to put that one on there.
Mm-hmm.
Never, by the way, never been to any of these places. I just assume they're nice.
Same. I mean, I've been to Lincoln, but not for one of those events.
Yeah.
I've only been to New York City to catch a flight to LaGuardia and a bus or transportation up to Connecticut. So,
now Paris, I know a lot of people want to go to Paris. If somebody would pay for my ticket, sure, I would go. But it doesn't appeal to me. And also, maybe I think the food's probably not good. I don't think I would like the food, and I don't know why. I don't, you know,
you don't want like escargot.
Yeah, here's the thing. That's exactly what I think when I think Paris food. That's exactly it. French food, escargot.
All the butter and bread, man.
Hey, but that's probably good, you know.
Yeah.
White Cliffs of Dover, they look good. I don't know what is all there, but you know what? I'm going to go visit it. I'll find out what's there.
Because you gave me London, so I'm like, I don't want to be like, you know, another London. But I've always been, I don't want to say fascinated, but I remember seeing White Cliffs of Dover in two iconic early 90s movies. One was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, when Robin of Locksley first arrives home. And second is Robin Hood, Men in Tights, when Robin first goes home. And like they still have those White Cliffs. I'm like, man, that looks pretty amazing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I got Las Vegas, Ireland, Honolulu, Cancun, and the White Cliffs.
Very nice. By the way, I think I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I think I did all right getting these pictures and the words and the locations.
Yeah, absolutely.
I honestly wanted to put like Disney World, Universal Studios, Cedar Point, you know, all the. But I'm like, no, he went global. Let's mm-hmm. go global.
Yeah.
By the way, for the list that I gave you, Fred says Egypt, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo, Ireland, and Honolulu.
Fair. I was close to getting Egypt, but I got rid of it, so you can't visit it now. Sorry.
That's how it works. Yeah. You can only go to the five places.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, Mike. Well, let's go flip back to your list.
Okay.
And we'll give you the ones that Fred stated. Fred says. Okay. Rome, San Diego, Norway, the Dead Sea, and London.
Okay,
this is your list. So
my picks. Okay, so I don't know if you noticed, I had a bit of an Australia theme for a bit.
I did
with Sydney, Perth, and Melbourne. And you would think I'm going to choose Sydney, but I think I'm going to choose Melbourne instead. I don't know why. I've always wanted to visit. And by the way, I might pick it up more, but I've always wanted to visit Australia simply because their food is similar to us and I can speak their language for the most part.
I'm not discounting anything Australian, mm-hmm. but I think part of me would rather go to New Zealand. At least that way you can go and see like the Lord of the Rings stuff, you know.
That's fair. Yeah. So absolutely. I almost put a New Zealand one on here too. There you go. So anyway, I'm going to Melbourne. I'm going to go.
I don't want to needle you too much, but I'm pretty sure if you go there, you better pronounce it Melbourne.
No, they know me there. They'll know. Well, no.
No, we're not. They're not getting away with calling it that way. No.
I'm.
Fred says Australian women love American guys' accent.
Exactly. Yeah. I might sound sophisticated there. Who knows?
Anything's possible in Australia.
I'm going to go El Paso because I really liked last time I was there. Granted, I was more on the Army base side, but still El Paso is nice. I'm going to go with Tahiti because I want a tropical place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Norway because it said it was one of the most relaxing places. I looked at my list and I'm like, man, I got a lot of cities, you know? If I would go on vacation somewhere, I would not want to go to a city. I would want to go someplace quiet out.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say out in the woods because I don't want to like fend for myself, but like away from people, you know? Let's see. And I got one more left. Do I go Whale's Vagina? No, that is a city, and also I didn't want to go there. I just wanted to say Whale's Vagina.
So far again, right? You've got Norway, Melbourne. You said Tahiti,
mm-hmm.
and El Paso.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm gonna go because might as well. I was gonna go Dead Sea. Dead Sea sounds fun just to float there.
Right.
Like. My body floating is like, whoa, interesting.
Because okay. the salinity of the water, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to throw another Australia in there. I'm going to throw Sydney in there.
All right. So you can go help find Nemo.
That's right. I found him.
We know where he is. He's back on the reef or something now. So, well, excellent. Excellent. Now let's throw mine back up here. Let's see. As ridiculous as it sounds, Lincoln, Nebraska.
I knew you were, yeah, that was
Ireland is a must travel to destination for me.
Fair.
I think given the choice, but in like the more Middle East region between Egypt and Petra,
mm-hmm.
ever since I saw Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade, I've been mildly, obsessed with Petra. Sure. It's in Jordan. Okay. So there, let's see, the Swiss Alps. You talk about just, I mean, the beauty out there. I'm not a skier or snowboarder, but I can go into a ski resort and drink coffee and booze, you know, or not beer, and, you know, just enjoy the scenery. And then the other one on this list, which is, you know, as crazy as it sounds, Tokyo seems very busy.
While
that particular image looks very scenic and beautiful, I'm pretty sure that at ground level, it just looks like pure chaos.
Yes.
Same with New York City. Paris, probably very much the same. Honolulu and Vegas. And the North Pole, while not crazy, like you said, too damn cold. But Bratislava. And the reason being is that's the capital of Slovakia.
Okay.
Which is, everybody also like, when I'm sitting down with clients or people who don't know, like, how do you pronounce that name? And I say, well, I always say, how do you pronounce my last name? And then they take a shot at it, and they're usually wrong. You know, then I say, oh, what nationality is that? And I say, it's Slovakian. So I would like to go to Bratislava, or at least Slovakia in general, to, you know, see if, what it's like, I guess.
See, there's more of you out there.
Or if nothing else, like Eurotrip, gotta love that foreign exchange rate. We got $2 and we're living like kings. So, let's see. Fred says, Greg wants Lincoln because he has a chance to meet me.
Exactly.
Not false.
Yeah.
Norway has a bar made of ice. I want to see that.
Yes, same.
Slovakia has... that's right. You're like one of those fat Polish people mini mocks. Wow. Thanks, Fred.
A lot of love there. A lot of love. A lot of,
you know what? It's the usual. Mike, sometime you'll have to pop in on like a Thursday night Five Heart podcast and see the abuse that I take from my co-host over there. And then you're here's like, the thing. Damn, Greg's got a pretty good over here.
I think I am like it on Facebook or whatever, but I don't think I ever get any notifications.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Do you run that Facebook page?
No. I mean, I'm a minor admin, but I'm not like the grand poobah over there. So, but no, it's a good time.
I would definitely check it out.
Programming note for this show is we're going to go again next Saturday because the good people at the Five Heart Podcast found out Friday is my birthday. It's also the same birthday shared by another one of the people in the chat, so we're going to have a Friday birthday bash, something or other, for the Five Heart Podcast on Friday, so we'll do Nerds United again on Saturday. Mike, you're cool with that?
Yes, that should be fine. Friday, actually, I am, as of right now, I'm going to go to an escape room in Highland.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes.
So. I've always wanted to do an escape room.
I have not, but other people have wanted to go, so I'm going to go and hope that they're a lot smarter than me.
I like how you're like, nope, not me.
I think it'll be fun, but like I hope the other people. By the way, the other people are my nephews and a friend of mine's kid are going. So they're obviously a lot younger than me. I'm like, I hope you're also a lot smarter than me because I am not good with puzzles or riddles, especially when there's a time crunch.
Oh, yeah.
I asked my friend to go, and she said that she does not like – she said she would go, but she does not like to anything that has, like, a time, you know, like, you have to get it done by this time.
Right.
So I wanted you to go because I also don't like it, but I'm like, all right. we'll get her done. So I think it'll still be fun, though. Like the theme that they have two themes in Highland. It's one is, like, the presidential room, and one is the Wild West. We're doing Wild, Wild West.
Wiki Wild, Wild West, Jim yes, West, Desperado.
I hope they play that song nonstop. That drives us insane.
Nothing will help you want to try to get out of that room faster.
Yeah. Just break down the door.
Oh, man. Let's see. Fred says, as far as joining us over at the Five Heart Show, he says, do it, Mike. You think I'm awful here. Good night. I'm horrible over there.
Okay.
And it says, Greg gets me two nights in a row. What a birthday present.
It's very nice.
And last but not least, escape rooms are child's play. Even a current day Star Wars writer could do it. Well, maybe not.
So. Well, we'll see. I'll report on Saturday how it went.
That'd be great. Yeah. I'm so excited for you and a little bit jealous as well.
Yes.
There are some in Belleville that I'd like to go to, but again, who's got the time?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that'll do it. Oh, crap. There are two other starred comments I want to say. Fred says earlier in the show, a lot of people tell me I'd like Letterkenny, haven't seen it. Started Invincible Season 2, just 10 minutes in. Confusing, but I guess I got to watch it. We are completionists around here. And last but not least, for wrapping up the show, oh shit, didn't know The Bear was back. Really like that show, though some episodes are just stressful the way they shoot them in the dialogue and the fighting.
Yeah, this is the first 10 minutes of it that I've seen so far is actually, I think it's stressful. Watch it and let me know what you think. I'm also could be just being patient. Who knows?
And if I could, one last bit of advice to anybody out there in the viewing or listening public is be very judicial when you're Googling XXX movie Vin Diesel. Because yes, you're not really sure what you get. Don't do it on a public computer or a work computer. So use it on your own personal device. You'll be better off for it. So with all that being said, for my good friend, co-host of the year, Mr. Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. The next time we see you, America will have turned the clock or turned the page on another birthday. So enjoy your freedom if you are in these great United States. And I don't know where I was going with that, but don't blow any hands off because stitches suck. Hopefully by the time we get together next week, the stitches are off. And with that being said, we remind each and every week here at Nerds United to be kind.
And rewind.
That's how we tell people.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.